Athabasca, an October 25 announcement from the Bank of Canada, BOC, went exactly as many financial experts expected, with the bank holding its overnight rate at 5%. A year ago, the overnight rate, also known as the policy or key interest rate, was at 3.75%, and the rise, while not unexpected, has left many Canadians facing tough decisions as they look to buy or sell a new home. Buyer interest rates have impacted how people are buying in every area across the province, said Keith Madsen, a licensed realtor with Maxwell Progressive and a licensed mortgage associate with Dominion Lending Centres, who serves the Athabasca area. There's a lot more hesitation when they're looking at their monthly payments at these higher rates. The BOC is targeting a 3% interest rate by the end of 2024, and a return to its goal of 2% by 2025. In the meantime, Canadians who are on a variable rate mortgage, a mortgage where their payments are tied to the overnight rate instead of fixed, can see $500 or more increases in their monthly payments. According to Madsen, a $400,000 mortgage at a 25-year amortization rate with 2% interest would have a monthly payment of $1,791. That same mortgage at today's rate would have a $2,326 monthly payment. If you're a seller who has a fixed mortgage at 2%, do you really want to sell your house? No, said Madsen. If you have to break that mortgage, you can't afford the house you're in anymore, that payment is going to go up. Demand destruction. Part of the BOCE's goal is to slow down the economy. According to the announcement, there is growing evidence that past interest rate increases are dampening economic activity and relieving price pressures. While that theory holds true nationally, a local realtor said that they've yet to notice a decrease in their workload. Interest rates are hurting people for sure, but I'm not sure if the Athabasca market has really slowed down as of today, said Trevor Yurchik, a licensed broker and co-owner of Royal LePage County Realty in Athabasca. Our inventory is our biggest challenge, since we have demand in all our price ranges. The BOCE's governing council, which makes decisions for the institution, said it isn't opposed to raising rates further if need be. We are concerned that progress towards price stability is slow and inflationary rates have increased, and are prepared to raise the policy rate further if needed, read the release. The governing council wants to see downward momentum in core inflation, and continues to be focused on the balance between supply and demand in the economy, inflation expectations, wage growth and corporate pricing behavior. Cole Brennan, Town and Country Today.com.